Silken Shirot Shalasay Smechisa the Pasuk. Shutfin Shirot Shalasay Smechisa the Pasuk. Bainam is a Kaisel Bamsa. So the first halacha says in the Mishnah, Shutfin, we want to make a Mechitza. The Gemara has two Lashonis, so what does that mean? What does the word Mechitza mean? One Lashon is Mechitza means a wall. Shutfin are dividing the Pasuk. And they agreed that they're going to build a wall together. The Gemara later Konuz Amizeh, they made a kinyan. So there's an agreement here that they're going to build a wall. And now we want to know how that agreement has to be implemented. And then the Gemara is another lashon. And even if they never agreed to make a wall, the mere fact that they agreed to make a mechitza, they agreed to divide the chotzer, is mechayavim to build a wall. Because Hezek v'yishmei Hezek, that's the issue. Hezek v'yishmei Hezek. So once they agreed to divide the sada, mele, that's mechayavim, they have to build a wall because of Hezek v'yishmei. Hezek Yulashmei Hezek, and the Chaluk itself is not Machayev, they should build a wall. But you were talking about Shirotzu Lasses Mechitza. There was an agreement, there was an explicit agreement to build a wall. So now how should that wall be built? So first of all, they have to build the wall Be'emsa. They both have to share equally in the building of the wall. I mean, regardless of the size of the Chatzeres, one guy may have a very big, the shape of the Chatzeres may not be the same. Doesn't matter, they each have, along the border, they each have to contribute an equal amount of property. Then how thick does the wall have to be and what materials does the wall have to be made of? So that's the Hemshech HaMishnah. That depends on Malkum Shenogu. Malkum Shenogu, Livnez Gevil, Gozis, Kfisim, Levenim, Bainim. What's the Minhag HaMedina? If they're like to build Gevil, they build Gozis, Kfisim, Levenim, different qualities of wall, whatever the Minhag HaMedina is, so that's how they have to build. Kol Minhag HaMedina. Then the Mishnah says, that's as far as the substance of the wall. What about as far as the width of the wall? It says, the Mishnah Gvil is a nice and gimel tfachim, is a nice and gimel tfachim. The Gozis is a nice and tfachayim a mechsev, a nice and tfachayim a mechsev. The Kfisim is a nice and tfachayim, is a nice and tfachayim. The Levenim is a nice and tfachum mechsev, is a nice and tfachum mechsev. So it says here in the Mishnah halacha, that double halacha, the quality of the wall is measured lefi l'minhag HaMedina. And then the thickness of the wall, the Mishnah gives shiurim for the thickness of the wall. Most Rishonim hold that the thickness of the wall is not dependent on, at least not completely dependent on Minhag HaMedina. The thickness of the wall already has shiurim from the Mishnah shiurim from Chazal. Rishonim discussed that. Why not just take a look at the Minhag HaMedina for the thickness of the wall as well? Why do we have to look at the Minhag, when we want to know what substance to build the wall out of, that we look at the Minhag HaMedina? So why not for the thickness of the wall as well? Let's look at what are they like in this Medina? What thickness do they make the walls? So after we show and discuss, Mr. Shem will talk about it, the Behemshech. Taisus talks about it a little bit, the Rosh. Why the thickness of the wall is not measured lefi the Minhag HaMedina. The Gemara adds that Kol Minhag HaMedina is coming la'suyei asher denoig b'hutzav adafna. What if you have a Medina, they're not knowing, not even in Levenim, they're knowing in something even less, Drasutz of Adafna, which is very flimsy. So the Rishonim, so the Gemara says, that's also Hakol Kaminig HaMedina, that goes into that, the Mishnah's Marba, Hakol Kaminig HaMedina, even Ba'asra Denoig, Be'rutz of Adafna. So Machalik Rishonim, is that just a Moshul, or is that a minimum? Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba seems to be masking to this, that represents a minimum. Less than the Hutz of Adafna, even if they have such a minhag. Let's say they have a minhag, they make paper walls. Like it's Japan, they make walls out of paper. So that doesn't count as a minhag. The minimum is Hutz of Adafna. Rabban is Chaylik. Rabban holds Hutz of Adafna is only a muscle. But if they have a minhag, they're like even less than Hutz of Adafna, it doesn't matter. Whatever the minhag is acceptable. On the other hand, Adam is trying to bring, Rabbeinu Yonah says a chiddush, Rashba brings it also, that although ba'asr denog b'hutzav adafna is acceptable, but in a place where there's no minog, should I talk a little bit about it, irsha ein bo minog, what if you have a place, there is no minog, there's no minog. But most you say that New York, that America is a mokum, not about this, about other things, America is a mokum she'ein bo minog. Let's say you have a mokum she'ein bo minog, ir chadoshim, so there's no minog at all. So if there's no minhag at all, just the Wild West, there's no minhag. It's a brand new city. So what says in Yishayim, then you go to the minimum wall. Why should you make vil? It's a mokum she'ein bo minhag. You make the minimum wall. Rabbeinu Yonah says the minimum wall is Levenim. The mokum she'ein bo minhag, the minimum is levenim, not the hutzav adafna. Hutzav adafna needs a minimum. The mokum with a noyig but hutzav adafna, then hutzav adafna could be acceptable. But the mokum with no minig at all, hutzav adafna doesn't qualify as a kaisel. No, in other words, hutzav adafna be'etzim is not a kaisel. The smallest kaisel is levenim. The solom are enumerated in the Mishnah. You could have a mokum with a noyig that they consider hutzav adafna to be a kaisel. So the minig is typhus. Hakol minig amadina lasui. The minig is typhus. But that needs an explicit minimum. In the absence of a minimum, the minimum wall is the wall of Levain. So before we go even to any further, and before we go to Rashi, I want to talk through a fundamental issue. And go here a little bit Shalai Kisidron. But I want to see a little bit there. I'm bound to Rashi. I want to talk a little bit the background here before we go any further. There's a fundamental question. Why do they have to build Kiminag HaMedina at all? Why can't, let's say, what's the case was is a Teveya and a Nitzvah. So Reuven is being Teveya Shimon, they made a Chalukah, Reuven is being Teveya Shimon to build a wall, to be Mishtatef in a wall. And Reuven says, I want a wall of Gvil, six Tvachim, because that's the Minag HaMedina. In this Medina, they build walls of Gvil, and Gvil is Shisha Tvachim. So Reuven is Teveya Shimon, a wall of Shisha Tvachim. Shimon says, I don't want a wall of Gvil, I want a wall of Hutzav Adafna. So it says in the Mishnah that Reuven wins. That Reuven could be Teveya, that Shimon should be Mishtatef in a wall of Gvil, Hakol Kiminag HaMedina. And since it's Gvil, it has to be Shisha Tvachim. Why does Reuven have a right to make such a right to make such a tefillah? After all, we're talking here Hezek Riyah. The whole tefillah is based on Hezek Riyah, that's the assumption, or Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So why can Shimon say, forget the Minag HaMedina, I'll put up a wall of Hutzav Adafna, we'll put up a wall of Hutzav Adafna, and that'll be Mesalek, the Hezek Riyah. So why, and once there's no Hezek Riyah, you don't have any further time on me? You have no further tefillah on me? So it depends. If you learn like that, Lashon in the Gemara, that Hezek Riyah lav Shmei Hezek, and we're talking here that they made an agreement to build a wall, there was an explicit haskama to build a wall, so then I understand. They befeirish entered an agreement to build a wall, so we could say mistama their das was two people. The two people agreed to build a kaisel. Mistama their das was to build a kaisel. Kiminag HaMedina. If the Minag HaMedina was to build Gvil, then that's what they were asking to do. Implicitly, that's what that was the heskim. So therefore, of course, they have to build a wall of Gvil. But if you all like the second lashon of the Gemara, which is the way we pass it, that Hezek Riyah is Shmei Hezek, which means we're talking there was no explicit agreement to build a wall. All they agreed to was to make a chaluk. Shimon never agreed to build a wall. But Reuben is Tavei Shimon. There's a Hezek Re'iyah. Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. So we have to build a wall. So why does Reuben... So that I understand. Reuben could be Tavei Shimon. We should build a wall together. There's a Hezek Re'iyah. I want you to be Mishtatef in the wall. You're being Mazik me. So I want you to be Mishtatef in the wall. But why does Reuben have a right to be Tavei that it should be a wall Kaminag HaMedina? Why can't Shimon say, I'll put up a Hutzav Adafna and now I'm not being Mazik you? If I'm not being Mazik you, then you have no further claim on me. This is a fundamental shaila here in the pshat in the Mishnah. So l'chayr, this is totally in a machlekes yishayim. The Rosh in Siman Hay brings the following question. He doesn't address this question explicitly, but he talks about a different issue, a related issue. Says the Rosh, what would happen in the following case? Again, we'll talk about a city, a medina, where they're noyig to build gvil. Six tvachim. So Reuben is Tavei Shimon, I want you to build the wall together with me, shish. Six tvachim wide. Out of gvil. So Shimon says, you know what? I'll do it all on my own. I'll pay for the whole wall, and I'll provide the whole property. You don't have to be mishtatef at all. You don't have to lay out any money, Reuben. You don't have to provide any property. I'm going to do it in my rishus entirely. And since I'm going to do it on my rishus, I'm going to do what I want. And I want a wall of Hutzav Adafna. Does Shimon have a right to say that? So the Rosh brings two opinions. The first opinion in the Rosh, and this is the opinion with which the Rosh himself agrees, is that Shimon is entitled to say that. Shimon can say, as long as I'm building on my own property, with my own money, I can build as flimsy a wall as I want. I can build the wall out of Hutzav Adafna, and Reuven has no further claim on Shimon. It's only if Shimon doesn't want to build in his own property, Shimon wants to be mishtatef together with Reuben. He wants Reuben should also share in the outlay, and he wants Reuben should also share in the providing the karka. So then Reuben could say to Shimon, "Eini roitzer la'asayis ma'asay an paris. I don't want to waste my money. We're going to build a flimsy wall together." Reuben could say to Shimon, "We have to build a wall, and you don't want to build it all on your own, Shimon. You want I should be mishtatef, right? We're going to do it together." Reuben's all, again, the case is Reuben is a teveya. Reuben came to Shimon and said, "Let's build a wall." So Shimon says, "I'm asking him to build a wall, but I want you, Reuben, to be mishtatef." So Reuben could say to Shimon, "Fine, I'll be mishtatef, but I don't want to waste my money on a cheapo wall. I want to build a wall that's substantial. I want to build a wall that's not a waste of money. A wall that I'm going to have to, every 6 months, I'm going to have to rebuild the wall. In the end, it's going to cost me a lot of money. Any rights are lost as well, Israel empires. I don't want to waste my money. I want to build a wall that's going to be durable." So then Reuben has a timer. Then Reuben has a cogent timer. Any roach lasses mostly on purse. That's the first sheet in the rush. I want to understand that for a minute first, before we go any further, just to understand this sheet. It's a major sheet here. Why is that measured committing Hamadin? Let's start that way. Why is that measured? Lefi the rush, that's the Yisod of the Mishnah. The rush is telling me a pshat in the Mishnah. Why do you have to build the wall of Vil? Why does it have to be Kaminig Hamadino? Why do you have to build such a substantial wall? Why can't Shimon just build the wall of Hutzav Adafna? So the Rosh is telling me, Inachinami, if Shimon wants to do it on his own, he could. Because if he'll build the wall of Hutzav Adafna, he's no longer a Masik, Ois Masik, so then Reuben can't claim anything. The whole Mishnah is talking Dafk in a case where Shimon does not want to build the wall on his own. Shimon wants Reuben to participate. So Reuben then could be Tevei Shimon and say, "You want me to participate? You have to build the wall. You're being mazik me, basic real. Shimon, you have to build the wall. I'm being mazik to you also, so if you want, I have to also build the wall." But al-Kapanim, we're talking mitzad Reuben. The case is Reuben's Tevei. Reuben's Tevei, Shimon, I want you to build the wall. And Shimon says, "I'm willing to build the wall if only if you, Reuben, participate." So Reuben can say, "I'm willing to participate, but only if we'll build a wall." We're not a chutzav adafna, we have to build a wall that's substantial. What's called substantial? Kaminig amedino. If it's less than kaminig amedino, Reuben can say, "Eini roitzer la'asayis ma'asay an paris." Why is that measured kaminig amedino? So why don't we just have an objective scale? What's called a wall that's not going to fall down all the time? What's called a wall that's not a waste of money? Why don't Chazal just determine what's called a wall that's going to last, and that should be the wall that they have to build? So why is it totally b'chal kaminig amedino? So I think that one is like this. Talking this morning with one of the Bochum, I gave him Moshe. Let's say a guy wants to buy a watch. So, if I want to buy a watch, go to Walmart, and for $20 I buy a watch. Now I know that watch is not going to last forever. $20 watch, I go to Walmart, it'll last me 6 months. 6 months from now I have to buy another watch. Really, if I would make a long-term assessment, it would make more sense that I should go to Fifth Avenue, I should buy a $1,000 watch, and it'll last me forever. So that would be a better investment of my money. But I'm not such a rich guy. I can't afford to plunk down $1,000 for a watch. I don't have $1,000 lying around. So I buy a $20 watch, and it'll last me for 6 months, and in 6 months I'll buy another watch for $20. If I was a rich guy, then maybe I would feel that's a waste of money. So a rich guy is not going to go buy a $20 watch that he's going to have to buy every 6 months. He's going to have to buy another watch. He has the money available. The money by him is no object. He'll buy a watch that'll last forever. Long term, that's a better investment. The watch will last forever. A lot of things like that. A lot of things. I buy a suit, so a rich guy goes to Barney's and buys a suit that lasts him for 10 years. So a poor guy, he buys a suit and a cheapo suit and it lasts him for a year. In the long term, the guy who bought the suit in Barney's, maybe it's a better investment, but a guy who doesn't have so much money to lay out, so it's not for him, and so he can't lay out that kind of money. The minhag Medina is, in a poor Medina, so they build walls out of Levainim. Levainim, that's the walls they build. They build walls out of Levainim. The walls out of Levainim, they don't last so long. Every 10 years they have to rebuild the walls. Nechanami, but they're a poor medina. They can't afford to build walls. They can't afford to build walls out of gvil. So they build the walls that they can afford, the most durable walls that they can afford, and that's how they live. And every 10 years they have to rebuild the wall. They don't build the walls out of paper. They don't build the walls out of putzav adafna, because that would be a waste of money even by their hasagas. But they build the walls out of levenim, and that's durable enough. It's durable enough. Those are the hasagas that they have. Lefi, the wealth of that medina, those are the hasagas they have. That's called a durable wall. It's not the most durable that there is. It's not like building a wall out of marble, but these are the durable walls that they could afford, and this is the amount of durability that in this medina is acceptable. They have a richer medina, so they could afford more. Kfisim, gvil, gozes, gvil. It's a very rich medina. They can build even walls out of gvil, smamish, thick walls that'll last forever. Be able to yashin to be married to your children. For them, anything less is a waste of money. In a rich medina, they can afford to build walls out of vil. To build anything less than that is to be oisem oisev on paris. In a very, very poor medina, maybe they build the walls out of putzav adafna. That's what they could afford. So that's what they consider to be acceptable. Lafili wash, that's the yisoid of the Mishnah. The yisoid of the Mishnah is any rights alasas moisei on paris. Lafi the hasogos of the medina, you have to build walls that are as durable as is acceptable in that medina.
Is always the case that
the medina
is determined by wealth of the country?
No, I think that's probably the metzius. I'm sure that that's the metzius. But that doesn't necessarily have to be tied into wealth. There might be other factors here as well. The point that I'm making is that a very expensive wall will last a long time, but not always the people have that kind of a soga. A lot of people don't have that soga. They're going to buy a very expensive watch that's going to last forever. They'll buy a watch that'll last for 6 months. But even a person who buys a watch that'll last for 6 months is not going to buy a watch that'll last for a week, and then every week he's going to have to go buy another watch, even though it might be very cheap, because in the long term it's going to be a waste of money.
Would it make more sense to do according to what the actual parties, like how wealthy they are or how poor they are? Because let's say you have a poor person.
No, because Reuben and Shimon are not in agreement. If Reuben and Shimon would agree, that would be very nice. The problem is Reuben and Shimon don't agree. And there's not some kind of income scale that we could tie to some income scale. That's for sure. That I also agree. It's not tied to a level of income. It's tied to Midrash Medina. In this, you have to build a wall that's durable. But the hasogas of the point that I want to make is, I don't want to get too tied up to the muscle of wealth. The point that I want to make is that durable is a relative term. The basic idea, according to the Rosh, is you build a cheaper wall so it doesn't last very long. And in the long term, it's a waste of money. That's what it means. Amy writes to Lassis Moise Amparas. I don't want to build a cheap wall because a cheap wall is a waste of money. A more expensive wall is a better investment. But that depends on hasogas. In some medinas, hasogas is levenim. That's called a wall. That's not a, less than levenim is a waste of money. Levenim, that satisfies them. In other medinas, they think that levenim is a waste of money. They want walls out of gozes. In other medinas, they think that gozes is a waste of money. They want a wall out of vil. But the insight of the mission is that to build a cheaper wall is a waste of money. So therefore, Reuben has a right to be Tevei Shimon. I don't want a cheaper wall. I want a wall that's going to last, because anything less is Moisei on paris. But it's only because Reuben is participating. Reuben's laying out money. But if Reuben's not laying out any money, if Shimon says, forget it, I'll do it all on my own, then Shimon can build as cheap a wall as he wants, and every 5 months he'll rebuild the wall. That's the first opinion in the Rosh. That's the opinion the Rosh likes. Then the Rosh brings a second opinion, Yesh Mefarshim. And this is rather the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba. Yesh Mefarshim say, no. Even if Shimon is kindness l'tech shalot, and Shimon says, I'm going to build the wall entirely on my own, nonetheless, Reuben can demand that Shimon build a wall k'minhag ha-medina. Why? Reuben's not spending any money anyway. Shimon's providing the wall on his own. So why does Reuben have any say? Says the Yesh Mefarshim. Because Reuben could say to Shimon, you're going to build a cheap wall. Every 6 months the wall's going to fall down. Every 6 months I'm going to have to be tavei the based in again. I don't want to have to go every 6 months to based in. I want to be. We have an issue with Hezek Riel. I want a wall that we should build. That you'll build a wall once, and that's it. I don't want to have to go to court every 6 months. And therefore, Reuben has a right to be Tervea, a strong wall. The Rosh is doichelis. He doesn't think that it's true. He says, "Yesh Shayftin Baretz. What's the big deal? So I have to go to Beistin. Yesh Shayftin Baretz. Beistin's available. Beistin's always around." So the Reuben says it doesn't. The Rosh doesn't like this opinion. But the Ramban and the Rosh do hold this way. This is a time that Reuben can say to Shimon, I don't want to be misatzim in Chobedin all the time. And therefore, Reuben has a right to be Tevei Shimon. to be Kereshim, to build a wall, committing on Medina, even if Shimon wants to do it entirely on his own. It doesn't make a difference. It's nothing to do with the waste of money. Reuben's right to be Tavei Wall committing on Medina is not because Reuben feels that anything less is a waste of money. It's because Reuben says that anything less is going to put me back into the same problem of Hezekiah 6 months from now. So that's, I want a solution to the Hezekiah that's going to be a long-term solution. And that's measured, committing on Medina. There is, one second, the Chorid, even within this Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba, the Chorid, there is a slight difference between the way the Rashba says it and the way the Ramban says it. I'm not sure whether you could build on this or not. I hope the Olam has a Kibbutz. Look at the Rashba first. It's the Dibra Masla Oyesh Miravos. It's on Omid Beis. The end of the paragraph. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside right now, but the Rashba says at the end, bottom line, even if you're going to build the whole wall on your property, I don't want to have to spend all my time in Beis Din. But therefore you have to build a wall that's going to last. Of course, lasting is committing on Medina. That's tied into that Sogas Medina, what's called the wall that's going to last. But he wants a wall that's going to last because he doesn't want to be Misatzim Imay Bedin. He doesn't want to be all the time Kol Shod Bedin of Adayna. I don't have to be busy and based all the time. Ramban also has the same sheet. It's in the first Amud in the Ramban, Dibra Maskel Perush. Afal Gav. It's the top line on the second column. Afal Gav. The high coastal the Tony Masnisin Loy Avdin Loy Elu Mishum Hezekriya Kedasikna Bigamara Ubehutsa Sagila. Even though the main reason why he's building a kaisel over here, the Ramban's not talking about the case where he wants to be claimed as the Tech Shalot. The Ramban's talking about the Mishnah itself. What's the reason for the Mishnah? The reason is Hezekiah. And Hezekiah is Mistalek with Hutzav Adafna. So why does the Tevei here have a right to demand more than Hutzav Adafna? The Ramban's addressing the Mishnah directly. The Rashba and the Rosh were talking about the case where the guy wanted to be claimed as the Tech Shalot. From there, I'm extrapolating Pshat in the Mishnah itself. The Ramban's addressing the Mishnah itself. The Ramban's more directly what we're talking about. He says, why is he kaifim to build Kaminaga Medina? Hutzav Adafna is enough. Says the Rabban, Afilu Hochi kaifim says, Livnais Kaisel Binyan. Nonetheless, Reuven could be kaifim Shimon to build a durable kaisel. Shema Yipol, because maybe the kaisel will fall down otherwise if it's not durable. Vahaloy ain't a right to Livnais, and maybe Shimon won't want to build it up. Vinim Tzorech, Lissasim Yibi Bevestin. And Reuven's going to have to take him to Din. And meanwhile, while the Torah is taking place, it's going to be Hezekiah. It's a little bit different than the Rashba. The Nusach in the Rashba is Eini Roitzu Liyisimcha Kol Shod Bedina V'Dayna. It's Mashma in the Rashba that the Taina is on the going to Beis Din itself. I don't want to have to be Matriach myself always to go to Beis Din. Ramban, the Nakuda seems to be not on the Tirch of going to Beis Din, but on the fact that while we're in Beis Din, meanwhile it's going to be Hezekiah. I don't want every 6 months there should be another Hezekiah. So I'm Tavei you not only Hezekiah of now, but the Hezekiah of every time it falls down. Even within the Shita, the Ramban and the Rashba, basically the same Shita, that the reason why you can't build this, that's not the reason why you need a Kleshul Shul Binyan is because it's going to fall down, not because of any Rachel Asis Moise Ampar, it's because of the waste of money. But because it's going to fall down, and it's going to have to be Tavei and Lebeistin, there's still a nuance of difference. And the Rashba, the Nusach is, I don't want to be called Shobib Dino Vadina. The going to Beis Din itself is a Taina. Reuben says, why should I go to Beis Din every 6 months? So enough, I have to go to Beis Din once. And the Ramban is Mashba a little bit different. The Ramban is Mashba, the Taina is, meanwhile, the Beis Din going to Beis Din, maybe that's not a problem, it's Shaiftim Boretz. But while we're going to Beis Din, it's going to be a Hezekiah. So, how is Mashba? This is a Machlaikas. I'm not 100% sure this is really a Machlaikas. because I'll tell you why. In the Rashba himself, earlier on, there is a mashmois like the Ramban. The Rashba talks about the following. We're not really up to this issue. Ramban has a discussion. What if you have a chotzer? And it's not in you right now, but I'm just going to be parenthetic. The Rashba has the following issue. What if you have a chotzer in a mokim shenogu shaloy ligdor? Again, the mashal mishnah is mechalik mokim shenogu stam mokim stam ginez kemokim shenogu ligdor. But in a mokim shenogu shaloy ligdor at all, you don't have to make any walls. So we show you what about by a chotzer? What's the din of a mokim shenogu shaloy ligdor cloud by a chotzer? I don't know if you saw enough of this to really. I don't know how much the oilim had time to see. You know, I'm not going to go into the whole issue. I'll just point out the Rashba to you, and maybe that'll be simpler. Take a look at the Rashba again. I don't want to cloud the issues here. You know, I can't explain it without explaining it, so I'll explain it. I hope you get it. If not, not. The Mishnah says, "V'chein begina mokum shenogu ligdor mechayv anoyse." So the Gemara says, "What does that mean?" So the Gemara translates that. It means as follows: "V'chein begina stam gina is kemokum shenogu ligdor. Stam bigda is kemokum shenogu shaloy ligdor. Stam gina is kemokum shenogu ligdor." So the Rishonim infer from that by a gina, although stam gina is kemokum shenogu ligdor, by a stam gina you have to make a mechitza because there's a hezekriya. But in a mokim shenogu shaloy ligdor, if the minug ha-medina is that they don't make gdorim between ginois, then you don't have to build a gina. Then you don't have to build a mechitza. That's the Gemara. So the Rishonim Radan, what about by a chotzer? We know what an early by a chotzer, you have to hezek yishmeiriya, hezek yishmeihezek, you have to build a mechitza. What if you have a medina where they don't build mechitzas between the chatzeres? That's the minug. They're like they're communists. They don't build any mechitzas between the chatzeres. They just live communally. So is that a legitimate minuk? That in such a kind of medina, you don't have to build a machitza? Do I say that's not a legitimate? In a gina, it's one thing. People don't live in a gina. But in a chotzer, which is a mokum dira, even if the minuk is not to build any machitzas, that doesn't count. The Jews have to have machitzas. So the Rashba wants to bring a raya that such a minuk has no standing. You have to build a machitza. So the Rashba says as follows. He brings the following raya. The Mishnah says, "Hakol k'minig hamadina." The Gemara says, "Latsuy hutzav adafna." And in a place where the minig is to build hutzav adafna, so hutzav adafna is enough. Rabbi Natan says that's a minimum. But if they have a minig to build less than hutzav adafna, it doesn't count. Hakol k'minig hamadina latsuy hutzav adafna. But if they have a minig to build mechitzas out of paper, that's not a valid minig. Says the Rashba, if building a mechitza out of paper is not a valid minug, so not having a mechitza at all is certainly not a valid minug. Then the Rashba says, maybe it's not a raya, maybe it's different. You build a mechitza out of paper, so that means you're really makbar and hezekriya. So fundamentally, they are makbar and hezekriya. So if they're fundamentally makbar and hezekriya, so paper is no good because you're always going to have to be today and lebeistin. It's too. But in a minug, but in a place where they're not makbar and hezekriya at all, so maybe they're just not makbar and hezekriya. So maybe it's not a raya. So it's maybe a place where they have a maybe where they have a minhag not to build a mechitza at all. That's a legitimate minhag. That's how they live without a mechitza. But in a place where they build mechitzas out of paper, that's not a legitimate minhag because they apparently are makbar and hezekriya, but they just build mechitzas out of paper. There, the Reuven can say to Shimon, "I'm mechitza out of paper. We're makbar here on hezekriya. So every 6 months, every 2 days, I'm gonna have to take you to Beis Din." So that's already not a legitimate minhag. Says the Rashba, no, it's not true. Because a bottom line, what's wrong with a mechitza of paper? It's going to fall down every 2 days, and meanwhile I'm going to be masakhi behezik ri'iyah. But in this Medina, apparently they're knowing that they don't care about all the time that they're going to be seeing each other while the mechitzas fall down. There was a minute where the mechitzas keep falling down, so that means what? Every now and then the mechitzas fall down. Meanwhile, while the mechitzas are down, people see each other, and they don't care. As long as most of the time they're covered up, they don't care that once in a while they're exposed. So you see that's called and yet Rabbi Natan says that's not a legitimate minhag. So you see that a place where people have a minhag to see each other some of the time is not legitimate. So a place where people have a minhag not to see each other all the time is certainly not legitimate. That's the shakunatai in the Rashba. The Seichad Varim, you see in the Rashba, that the issue when the mechitzas fall down is not that I'm going to have to be tebeil lebeistin, but the issue is that we're going to see each other. That's really mashma like the Ramban. That the issue is the beini ubeini. That while the mechitzas is down and I'm busy getting you to put it back up together with me, meanwhile we're going to see each other. It's not the being misatzim bedin itself, but it's the fact that the mechitzas fell down. So that's really mashma that the Rashba is on the same page as the Ramban. So I'm not sure about this, if there's a machlekes here between the Rashba and the Ramban or not. Here I see a mashmois, the Rashba is like the Ramban. I don't know, maybe there's a mokum l'chalat. You have to think this through, cheshbon this through very, very carefully to see if there's a mokum l'chalat. Anyway, kach, we're getting out of the very fine nitty-gritty. But broadly speaking, we have here two mahalchim in Rishana. You have the mahalch of the Rosh. What's going on in the Mishnah altogether? No, Hagam, the Rosh, is talking about a case where he's claiming to take shaloi. But we can see from the Rosh, we can learn from the Rosh, how he understood the Mishnah. And how the Rabban and the Rashba understand the Mishnah. There's two fundamentally different understandings in the Mishnah. The Rosh's understanding of the Mishnah is that the basic issue in the Mishnah is Eini Reitz Lasis Moisei Amparas. It's not the Hezek Riyah per se. For Hezek Riyah, you put up a Mechitza Putz of a Daphne and good enough. Are you going to have to be Tevein Lebeistin every 6 months? Yeh Shoiftin Baris. Big deal. Go with the Beistin, not a hardship. So why do they have it? What gives you a right to be tovei him a kaisel shel avonim, a kaisel shel binyan, a kaisel that's committed on a dinu? Only one thing. Eini roitzu lasis ma'oseh and paris. I don't want to waste my money. Reuben can say to Shimon, a kaisel shel levenim, I feel is a waste of money. In this medina, we feel that's a waste of money. We build only kaisel shel kosis. That's how we live over here. That's what's mechayev a kaisel shel binyan. And therefore, if Shimon says, so don't spend any money, I'll do it all myself, and Shimon's within his rights. And on the other hand, the Ramban and the Rashba hold that the side of the Mishnah is the Hezek Riyah itself. Reuben can say to Shimon, I want you to build a Kaisel Shalavonim because of the Hezek Riyah. I, Hutzav and Daphne, will take off the Hezek Riyah. It'll take off the Hezek Riyah for a little while, but 6 months down the line, there's going to be again a Hezek Riyah. And here we have a slight difference. And the Rashba says, Eini Roitzu L'Satzim, L'Satzim, I don't want to be called Shobadini V'daini. I don't want to always be running to Beis Din all the time. The Ramban says a slightly different Nusuch. I don't want, while I'm running to Beis Din, meanwhile they're going to be massacring me by Hezek Riyah. I'm not sure if that's really machlekes or not. That's what I was talking about before. But I'll put him, the basic idea that they share is that Reuben is Tevei a Kaisel Shel Binyan, a Kaisel Kaminig Amadino, mitzad the Hezek Riyah Shabbat. He wants a Kaisel that will take care of the Hezek Riyah once and for all. Not a Kaisel that will take care of the Hezek Riyah as a stopgap measure. And that's measured Kaminig Amadino. And therefore, the Ramban, the Rashba, and therefore the Rashba says, and presumably the Ramban agrees, that even if Shimon wants to be kindness of Teich Shaloi, and he'll spend all of the money, it doesn't matter. He still can't do Hutz of Adat, and he has to do a Kaisel Shul Binyan. He has to do a Kaisel Kaminig HaMedina. Because Reuben can still say to Shimon, even if you can do the whole thing on your own, but I don't want to have to be, but I want a solution, I want a permanent solution to the problem of Hezek Riyah. And therefore he can be Teivei, a Kaisel Shul Binyan, Kaminig HaMedina. There's another shalom we're showing him here. I think it bears on this. What does it mean, Hakol Kaminig HaMedina? When we want to measure now the ksalom of the Medina, what ksalom do we look at? So the Rosh says, different luskhois here. The Rosh at the very beginning, take a look inside, I don't have the Rosh. The Rosh at the very beginning of Siman Aleph. I don't have it in front of me, but the Rosh says, that doesn't matter, he says it's Keminog, there's a little Aleph, it's right, one of the first few lines, there's a little Aleph next to in it. The Rosh says that it's Keminog Shar Chatzeres. Is that the Nus? Is that the Lashon of the Rosh? Kosel Chatzeres. Keminog Kosel Chatzeres. How do people build a Kosel around the Chatzer? Meaning, as well as clearly the Rosh holds, you don't look at Kosel Binyan. How do people build walls of houses? Walls of houses is a different story. Walls of houses, they're much taller, And they're not just Dalet Amos. The Kaisel here that we're talking about is only Dalet Amos. Houses, they have much taller walls and they have to support the ceiling. So those, you can't really bring a raya from Kaisel Binyan. You bring a raya from Kaisel Chatzeres. How do people build walls in Chatzeres? But the mashmois in the Rosh is that it doesn't necessarily have to be how do people build walls between two Chatzeres. It could also be how do people build a wall around their own guy's a chotzer, it's around on all sides by Rosh Hashanah. What kind of wall does he build around his chotzer? That's kais lechatzeres. Kemina kais lechatzeres. It's lav dafka ksolim that are dividing between two shechenim. The Rashba, on the other hand, says a different nusach. The Rashba is hakol kemina hamedina. So the Rashba says, says also the second paragraph in the Rashba, Kol Kiminig HaMedina. Yeh Shoimim Kiminig Binyonayir. Some people say it means the way they build houses. That is, it doesn't make any sense. Dovah Shel Temu. Why should you need a kosel like they build houses? Those are taller and so on. And it has to support the roof. That's not what we're talking about. So at the end, v'yesh mefarshim. This is what he holds. So at the end of the paragraph, v'yesh mefarshim, she'ein hoylchin ela achar minog hashutfin k'shem esratzim lachlik b'neihem she'boinim v'le gozus. We look at how do other shutfin who divide up their chatzur. What's the minog of this medina when shutfin divide up their chatzur? What kind of wall do they build? Shutfin who don't come running to Beis Din to find out what the halachas machayev. What a regular shutfin who live amicably with each other and they build a wall between them when they're chaylik or chotzer, what kind of wall do they build? That's the minhag medina that we're looking for. It's a little bit different than the Rosh. The Rosh is we look at kaisle chatzeres, walls that surround chatzeres. The Rashba says we look at what kind of walls the shutfin build when they're dividing up a chotzer. So it seems to me they go they're lishitosim. What's the issue here? Why do you have to build a... What's the issue over here? Why do you need a kosel shel binyan b'chal? The Rosh holds the issue is, any way to last is my oisei amparas. I don't want to waste my money. So that could be measured. Why should that be measured only between kosel yashutfin? Let's measure people in this community. What do they consider to be a waste of money? And what do they consider to be not a waste of money? So how does it, so from houses, of course, the houses are altogether different. They have to support a roof. That's a different story. But when a person has a chotzer, it's not supporting a roof. It's only Dalet Amos. He builds a wall around his chotzer to keep the Rishus Rabban people from looking in. What kind of wall does he build? What kind of wall does he consider to be a waste of money? If people in this Medina build Kaisel Shalavainim around their chotzer, it means that they apparently hold that a Kaisel Shalavainim is enough. That's not a waste of money. That's it. They go to Kmart, they buy a Kaisel Shalavainim. They don't have fancy hasagas. That's good enough. They don't think that's a waste of money. But a fancy community, that's for them is a waste of money. They build fancier ksalim. So that's measured. That's the minhag medina. The Rashba, on the other hand, holds that the issue here is not moisei amparas. The issue is not what do people consider to be a waste of money. The issue is what is a durable wall that I'm not going to have to drag you to Beis Din all the time. So, could be when people build a wall around their chotzer, their own private chotzer, and there's no neighbors, they're just neighbors just rabbim, it's their wall. People are building a wall of their own rishus. They build it on their own, so maybe they build flimsy walls. Because big deal, it'll fall down, they'll build it up again, they don't have to take anybody to Beis Din, it's their wall. So maybe then they build flimsy walls. But kaisli hashutfin, when shutfin build a wall between them, so then they build more durable walls, because they don't want to be dragging each other. Good fence, you know, good fences make good neighbors. They want a good fence that they should not have to be dragging the neighbor to Beis Din all the time. So that's maybe more durable. So you can't look at how people build the walls around their chatzeres. When people build the walls around their chatzeres, they're not worried about taking anybody to Beis Din. You have to look at how the shutfin build walls between them. Shutfin who are building walls b'shutfis. Who are jointly building walls. How do they build their walls? How concerned are the people in this Medina about building a wall that's not going to have to lead 6 months down the line to problems that they're going to have to take their neighbor to Beis Din? That's the minhag medina that we're talking about. I think it lines up very well. The Ramban and the Rosh and the Rashbi align up very well. The Ramban is more problematic. The Rosh and the Rashba Gevaldik. The Ramban is very not clear. The Ramban says, it's again the deeper masculine of the Perish. It's a short piece of Ramban, but it's hard to make out. Upeish Mokim Shinogu Amina Gnea Medina Shimin Hogam Livnois Kol Echod Bechod Bishal Atzmoi Gvil Afa Shutvin Kaifin Zese Livnois Gvil Veim Shar Kaisto Yair Shiesto Kol Echod Bishaloi Gozis Hashutvin Bainim Gozis. So he has two Lashonis Kol Echod Bechod Bishal Atzmoi, and then he has another Lashon which is apparently parallel Shar Kaisto Yair. It's the same thing, just one is by Gvil and one is by Gozis. Apparently these are synonymous terms by him. If the minug is kol echod ve'echod b'shal atzmo he builds Gvil, then you build Gvil. If the minug is shar kois la'ir to build Gozis, then you build Gozis. So these are two synonymous terms. Kol echod ve'echod b'shal atzmo and shar kois la'ir. That's the definition of minug ha'medina. Pashtus, it sounds like the Ramban is saying kois la'ibinyan. How do people build houses? Shar kois la'ir. Maybe this is the Yesh. This is maybe the Ramban is the Yesh Mefarshim whom the Rashba referred to. The Rashba at the beginning said Yesh Mefarshim that it means Kaisli Binyan. The Rashba makes no sense. Kaisli Binyan. Why are you measuring Kaisli Binyan? Kaisli Binyan are much taller and they have to support roofs. Why should that be the model for Kaisli Achatzeres? It's hard to believe that that's what the Ramban meant. That we're talking about Kaisli Binyan. Why should the measure be Kaisli Binyan? So as far as that goes, that I would be inclined to think that the Ramban does not mean kaisli binyan, kaisli solom of houses. When the Ramban says shar kaisli here, I would be inclined to think he means also kaisli chatzeres. The main Ramban is the first lashon. The lashon that we have to look at to really see what the Ramban means is the first one. Kishabayne kol echad b'shal atzmai. Imin hogem livnois kol echad v'echad b'shal atzmai. Meaning, what we look at is how do people. We're talking about a kaisel of two shutvin building together, and one is being today, the other what's halacha mechayev. Says no matter how do we measure that? So we look at minhag hamedina. How do we measure minhag hamedina? We look at kaisli hachatzeres that people build on their own. And people are not in a din Torah. When you're in a din Torah, you're trying to get out the most from the maximum from the other guy. That's not what we're going to look at. We want to look at what do you expect, not from the other guy, but what do you expect from yourself? People who build Solom on their own. Kosley Chaseres, not Kosley Binyonim. People who build Kosley Chaseres themselves, how much money do they spend? If people in this community, when they build Solom on their own, Kosley Chaseres, they build Solom of Levenim. So when you're being Tavea the other guy, you don't know, you can't say, well, all of a sudden now I want fancy because there's another guy to share the expense. If you were doing it on your own, that's not what you would spend. Look what people spend over here when they build Solom on their own. They buy the Levenim Solom. So when you're being Tavea the other guy, that's the maximum. That's what you could be Tavea as well. When he says Shar Kaisli Yair, he means Shar Kaisli Achatzer Shavim. He means Shar Ksolim, not the Ksolim that come out of Din Teres, not the Ksolim that are being done by Shutfin, but the Ksolim that are being done by people unilaterally. Fine, that's good. But I still don't understand. Ramban himself holds that the issue over here, the reason why you need a durable Kaisel, why do you need a durable Kaisel? What does the Ramban hold? He doesn't hold like the Rosh, only to last his Moshe and Paris. What does the Ramban hold? Why do you need a durable Kaisel altogether? Because you don't want to go to Beis Din. Because while you're going to Beis Din, Beinu Beinu, there's going to be a Hezek Re'iyah. So why is that measured by the Solomon people building on their own? Solomon people build on their own, they're not going to have to go to Beis Din if they fall down. So they'll build it right back up. So you don't need such a good Kaisel. But a Kaisel you're building with a neighbor, the Shutfis, if it's going to fall down, you're going to have to go to Beis Din. And Beinu Beinu, there's going to be a Hezek Re'iyah. That should need a bigger Kaisel. So why is that? And that's the Rashba's time. I think that's what that was the Rashba's point. That's why the Rashba says you don't measure it by Kaisle Chatzeres. The Rashba we saw was very nice. L'shitosek. The Rashba says you don't look at Shah Kaisle Chatzeres. The Rosh says you look at Kaisle Chatzeres. The Rosh was great. The Rosh holds any rights to last as Moshe and Paris. The Rosh says that everything is measured by what's a waste of money. So the Rosh says, you look at Kaisdei Chatzeres, how do people surround their chutz? The Rashba holds the issue is they're going to go to Beis Din. So the Rashba says, you have to look at Solom, the people are building with a Shutif, where there's going to be an issue going to Beis Din. The Ramban, the Chorets of Steer, the Ramban, the one who holds like the Rashba, that the issue is you're going to have to go to Beis Din. Beinu is going to be Hezekriya. And yet the Ramban says, but how do you measure that? By the Solom Shekolechad Echad Beinu Bishalatzmai. Solom, the people build on their own. So what's the analogy? People, when they build on their own, maybe they don't build a strong solom because they know if it falls down, they'll build it right back up. But when they're building with a shutif, when they're building with a shochen, when they're building with a shutif, if it's going to fall down, then after Tavim, the Beistin, Beinu, Beini, it's going to take time. Beistin takes time. There's going to be a Hezekriya. So why should the measure be Kosbik Solom Ba'alma?
Who are they building the walls against? If they're trying to protect themselves from the rabbis, Hezekriya, people are not going to
right. So yeah, but so sure, but if I'm building a wall on my own, so if it falls down, I don't have to go to Beis Din. So if it falls down, I build it right back up. The next day, I'll build it up. So there's no Beini or Beini, at least not so much. But if I'm building with the Shutif, so I'm going to have to be to the Ramban says, if I build with the Ramban doesn't say that I'm afraid that if it's going to fall down, so it's going to take a day to build it up, and Beini or Beini is going to be a Hezekriah. Yeah, even the Ramban doesn't say it. He says, I'm going to have to be Tavayim le Beis Din. And Beini Beini is gonna build up. In other words, it's the duration that he's worried about is the duration that it takes to go to court, because that's a substantial amount of time. But if I wouldn't have to take him to court, if it falls down, we'll just right away build it back up. The Ramban also wouldn't be worried about it. So that's clear in the Ramban later. I mean, that's clear in the Ramban at the end of the paragraph. Yeah, I mean, in the hemshich of the paragraph. Shema Yipol ve'haloy ein roitz livnois v'tzorach les atzmi me bebeist in u'benkach u'benkach einisik mehesek reyosik. So Dvorah Borah Molalu, the Ramban is very clear. The issue over here is that I'm going to have to be Tevayim Le Beis Din, and meanwhile, that takes a long time, it's going to be Hezekriah. So I don't understand, the Fidah Ramban, if we measure in Kemina Gamedina, why do we measure the Solomon people build on their own? I don't know, it's a mitzvah Yashiv, I don't have a parents for that. Let's just finish the Mishnah and then we'll stop. So the Mishnah, Lefichach, Im Nofal HaKosel HaMokum Be'avonim Shel Shneim. Since the din is that the Shutfin are Kaifin Zezeh, they have to build a Mechitza B'Shutfis, one could be Kaifin the other to build a Mechitza B'Shutfis. So B'Shutfis meaning both in the Kosel and in the Karka. So therefore, if the Kosel falls down, we have an umdana that the kaisel was built b'shutfus. Why should one guy build it on his own if he has a right to be kaisel for the other one to participate? And therefore, if the kaisel falls, mimel ha'mokam b'avonim shel shneim. So it is an important gemara. Just look at the gemara quickly. Taisel is going to be very busy with this gemara later. Taisel of lefichach. Taisel lefichach is a mitzvah all by itself. It's a shem in targeted by the day after tomorrow. Okay, just take a look at the gemara. The Gemara says in that Dalai Mar Aleph, Lefichach im nofal hakosel hamokam b'avonim shel shneim. Frag the Gemara pshita. Leitzricha de nofal l'shusu b'chad minayim. Inami de paninu chad l'shusu didei. Ma de teimen hevide chamoitze mechver al overayah kamash malon. So the Chalukah is showing me how to learn how to translate the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara's question is Pshita, even if there would be no lufichach, even if I wouldn't know who built the kaisim, the makom avanu will be shel shneim anyway misafik, because mamon amutul besafik is chelkim. The Mishnah implies that the reason why you divide the makom the avanim is because we have an umdana lufichach, we have an umdana that they must have built the wall b'shutfis. What do I need it for? Forget the umdana, forget the lufichach. Let it lu yehei that it's only a safik. Lu yehei, we don't know who built the wall. But a safik is also chalkim. So what does the Mishnah need the lufikha for? That's Gemara's kasha pshita. And for the Gemara, lechicha the nefel l'shus of the chadim now. The cases where the wall fell into one of their rishus, or one of them took it into his rishus. Shan rishanim means with aidim, not aidim. We'll worry about it more when we get the figure. But upon him, now it's sitting in one of their rishus. And now, if it would only be a sofik, we would say, "Ma'itzim mechaver leveraya." Even moment a mutl b'sofik, if it's b'shus of the chayim now, it's ma'itzim mechaver leveraya. Remember, that was really sumchus. That's that's machlek of sumchus and chachamim. Moment a mutl b'sofik, sumchus says machlek par b'chamark. So sumchus says moment a mutl b'sofik chalkin. Chachamim say ma'itzim mechaver leveraya. Past this, the words we're asking on is going like the Chachamim. If it'll be Paninu Chad and Shusei, so now, so according to Sumchus, it'll be Chayukim. But according to the Chachamim, it's Amaitzim Mechaber all over right. Remember, we saw the Rashbam passes like Sumchus. Rashbam in several places in passes like Sumchus. There are Stamish Nayas like Sumchus. Taisus also Alokas like the Chachamim. Rashbam also Alokas like Sumchus. So why would the Gemara over here? So even if it is Paninu Chad and Shusei, but according to Sumchus, Mamun Amutul B'Safik Chalkin, Tara says we also saw in the Rashbam, that ties in a lot to Taisus Lefichach, the whole issue of Lefichach is very tied into the Sugya and Daf Lamed Hey. Maybe before we get to Taisus Lefichach, it's worth taking an hour or two just going over the notes from Daf Lamed Hey, your notes, my notes, whatever, just to refresh the. Unless you. Akapanim, the Rashbam holds that even though Sumchus holds Mamun Amutul B'Safik Chalkin, and that beats Chazaka, it only beats Cheskes Merakama. But if he's a Muchzik Mamish that is in his Rishos, the Rashbam holds Sumchus is Moigah than a Moitzim Mechaber Olav Harai. It's told in how to read the Gemara of in Amachlet Par B'Chamar. The Gemara asks, by Amachlet Par B'Chamar, affect the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says Chalkin. So the Gemara asks, the Braiser rather says Chalkin. Affect the Gemara. V'lechse b'shusud d'man kaima, v'leve idlech ha-moitzim mechaber olav-raya. So the Gemara answers what? Kaima ba'agam. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but there's still a marakama. Give it to the marakama. So the Gemara answers, zud d'vei sumchus. And the Gemara, it's going like sumchus, you don't give it to the marakama. So this machlokes the Rashbam and Tosfos, do you still have to say kaima ba'agam? The Rashbam learns you still need to say kaima ba'agam. Because even sumchus agrees that if it's in somebody's reshus, you give it to him. Cheskes marakama, he holds momentum with the b'safik chalkim. And Taisus says, no, once it's Sumchus, it doesn't even have to be Kaima Ba'agam, because Sumchus holds Mamun Amutul B'Safik, even if it's in somebody's Rishus. Machlek is there as Bam and Taisus. So now, this Gemara over here in Daf Dalet, it'll line up L'shitosek. The Gemara sounds like Chachamim, that if it fell into one guy's Rishus, so it'll he's the Muchzik. We won't say Mamun Amutul B'Safik Chalkim. According to Taisus, no problem, we pass in like the Chachamim. We don't pass in like Sumchus. The Gemara assumes like the Chachamim, because that's the halacha. But the Rashbam passes B'chol Mokam like Sumchus. So why is the Gemara assuming like the Chachamim? Teretz is the Rashbam l'shitasi, even according to Sumchus. But if it's in somebody's reshus, if it's not kaima be'agum, then I'm letzim mechaver olav harai. That's Dorm Shutut. Akaponim, that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara. The Gemara's question is pshita. Obviously, the halacha is going to be chelkim. Because even if, what do I need the lefichach for? What do I need the umdana for? Even without the lefichach, even without the umdana, even if it's only a suffix, it ought to be chelkim. The Gemara answers, we're talking about a case where one fellow it fell into one guy's reshus, so he was mefanet into his reshus. Mimela, this really ought to be a mitzvah. If it's a suffix, then the din will be a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya. So I need the Mishnah to tell me it's not a suffix. There's a lefichach, there's an umdana, they build a b'shutvus. If it's not a suffix, then there's no mitzvah mechaver olav haraya. That's a Rashi and Tosfos learned the Gemara. The Rimagash is a different shot in the Gemara. The Rimagash learns the Gemara's question is pshita. Obviously, there's an umdana. What does the Mishnah have to tell me that there's an umdana and therefore they're chaylit since they built the b'shutvus? There's an umdana. Of course, there's an umdana. We can figure out ourselves that they have to build it together. There must be an umdana. They built it together. So what's the chiddush? And that the Gemara answers. One guy was mefanet into his reshus. So I would have thought a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya is stronger than the umdana. A mashmalah that the umdana is stronger than a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya. different halacha in that gemara. Be more again, we get the Taisus Lefichach, but it's like when they teach the Tinuk in his mother's womb. It's easier later on to, since he learned it once, he saw it once, it's easier. So you saw it once, it'll be easier when you get to Taisus Lefichach. Okay, so let's finish the Mishnah. So Lefichach, Em Nafal HaKaisel Mokim Bavanim Shul Shneim. Fine. V'chein Beginah, says the Mishnah. V'chein Beginah. Mokim Shenogu Ligdor Mechai V'noisa. What does that mean? We'll go like this. The Gemara continues. Aval bebikum mokum shnogu shloy ligder ein lechayv noisa. So the Gemara later on asks, it's mashma the Mishnah saying a distinction between a gino and a bikum. That a gino is not like a bikum, but really, it sounds the same. In a gino, mokim shenogu ligdor mechayv noisi. Hobistam, not the same, but it comes out. It's from the Gemara. It says like this: the gino, it says mokim shenogu ligdor mechayv noisi. So what's bistam? It's mashma ein mechayv noisi. And then by bika, it says mokim shenogu shaloi ligdor ein mechayv noisi. So what's bistam? Mechayv noisi. Comes out by a biko, there's more hezekriya than by a gino. Gemara says the opposite is true, and Sfar says the opposite. There's more hezekriya by a gino than by a biko, because a gino is growing all year round, so there's ayin hara all the time. And by a bika, it's only once a year is there a crop. So once a year you could have the shochan could not look and there won't be an ayin har. There's more hezekriya by a gina than by a bika. How can the Mishnah apply the other way around? So the Mishnah says no. The pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara says the Mishnah has to be read the other way around. That by a gina stam is kimokim shenogu ligder. Stam gina is kimokim shenogu ligder. Stam bika is kimokim shenogu shaloi ligder. So therefore, gina is more chomer than a gina. A gina is more chomer than a bika. A gina stam is kimokim shenogu ligda, and a bika stam is kimokim shenogu shaloi ligda. Most Rishonim are medayik that apparently by a gina stam is kimokim shenogu ligda. But if the minig was beferish shaloi ligda, then we would accept such a minig. That's the most Rishonim hold. The Rashba is not the most Rishonim are medayik. The passage in the Mishnah is that way. Stam gina is kimokim shenogu ligda. But what if it's beferish shemokim shenogu ligda? Then even by a gina, that's an acceptable minug. We shine my dad. So what's by a chotzer? What will be allowed by a chotzer? By we're b'mokim shenogu shaloi ligdor. Is that a legitimate minug or not? That's one issue. Then there's a second issue here. If you learn that hezekriya shmei hezek, so it's fine. Hezekriya shmei hezek. So stam ginis k'mokim shenogu ligdor because it's hezekriya. Yeah, b'mokim shenogu b'feirah shaloi ligdor, so then they're meichel on the hezekriya. Then there's no hezekriya. We don't worry about the hezekriya. But what if you learn like the other tzad in the Mishnah, that hezekriya, like the other lashon in the Gemara, that hezekriya lav shmei hezek, and shutfin shirotsu las is mechitza, there's no hezekriya problem. They don't have to build a mechitza. They don't have to build a wall if they don't want to. The Mishnah means if they agree to build a wall. If they agree to build a wall, then they have to build a wall k'mokim ha'medina. So what's by gino? What does the Mishnah mean by Gina? It means also they agreed to build a wall? Is that what Gina means? If they agreed to build a wall, they have to build a wall? How could that be? Then why does it depend on Mokum Shenogu? If we both agree to build a wall, it has to do with Mokum Shenogu Ligdor. We agreed to build a wall. By Gina it says Beferish, Mokum Shenogu Ligdor Mechai V'Nosu. So let's say that means Stam Gina is Kemokum Shenogu Ligdor. But Akoponim, it says that it's totally in Minig HaMokum. If the minig amokim is shaloi ligder, we don't have to, because the minig is yes to be goyder, or stam is like the minig to be goyder. So therefore, we have to build a wall. But we agreed to build a wall. The answer is we didn't agree to build a wall. By gina, it certainly means we didn't agree to build a wall. So what's v'chein? By chotzer, it's only because we agreed to build a wall. Here it says here it's even if we didn't agree to build a wall. So this the Gemara asks. So the Gemara explains that if you hold hezekriya lashmei hezek, you have to say that a gina is more chomer. Hezekriya in a chotzer lashmei hezek, because people live that way. It's not a big deal. You look. Doesn't sticks and stones may break my bones, but your stares don't hurt me. But by a gina, where you're growing tomatoes, the guy's going to look at your tomatoes. It's going to be an ayin hara. Your tomatoes going to shrivel up. So that's already a substantial hezek. So therefore, by a gina, everybody agrees that you have to build a wall. And therefore, over here we're talking taka, the minug is mechayev to build the wall. Stam gin is kemokim shenogu ligdor, and the minug is mechayev to build the wall. It's taka different than a chotzer. Either the Mishnah says v'chein, What do you mean v'chein? It's not the same. So the Gemara says v'chein is going in the midah, is going in the hakol kaminig hamedina. It's not going in the etzem halacha. The etzem halacha is different. But then by a chotzer is you have to agree to build a wall. Otherwise, there's no hezek v'yolash shmei hezek. By gino you have to build a wall anyway because there's an ayin hara. So there everybody agrees hezek v'yishmei hezek. The v'chein is just going on the midah's gvil v'gozes. That you look at the midah hamedina and it has to be shishu tochem and chamishu tochem and so on. The Mishnah continues. By a bikko, you don't have to build a wall. So what do you do if you want to build a wall? You can't get your friend to help. You're going to have to build it on your own. But what if it falls down? How are you going to be able to prove that you built it on your own? It says this, the Mishnah is in Eitzah. You make a chazus, you make some kind of simon on the other side, and to establish that you built the wall unilaterally. And if it falls, then he gets to keep it. And what if they built the wall together? How do they prove that? Here, there's also an important Gemara. I just want to point it out. The Gemara asks, in this case of where they built the Kaisel by the Shutfus, so the Mishnah is Chazes Mikan Mikan. They build the chazus, they make a double chazus to prove they built it b'shutfus. So the Gemara asks, the lo yasu chazus lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Sandalim mazeh. Glad to see inside. By the two dots. About a quarter of the way down. Avalim osu midash neim, omelei rova miparziku l'ravashi. V'lo yasu lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Why do you have to make a double chazus? Don't make any chazus at all. Gemara answers that the case is that we're afraid of a Ramois, that if you don't make any chazus at all, the other guy will make a chazus to make it look like he built the wall. So they have to both make a double chazus to preclude that possibility. But what's the worst kasha in the first place? Don't make any chazus at all. So here's the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus learns Taisus by us Taisus l'ficha that lo yase chazus lo lezev lezev means why do you have to bother to make a simon who built the wall? Don't make any simon. It'll be a suffix. And it's Suffolk, it'll be Chalkim. Then Taisa gets into hot water. If that's the Gemara's question, just say an obvious answer. What should be the obvious answer? What? Maybe it'll fall into one guy's Rishus. If you're going to not make any Simon at all, you can just rely on the fact that it's a Suffolk, but what if it falls into one guy's Rishus? We saw the Gemara in Dalet and Aleph that if it falls into one guy's Rishus, me Suffolk, Hamaisim Chaver Olavarai. And here there's no umdana. Here there's no lefichach. It's talking about a bikkah. It's makom shnagu shalolita. So there's not going to be any umdana. So Tosis deals with that at length. That's the Tosis lefichach. The Rashi says, but the Rashi is a different shot entirely. Rashi says lo yase chazus lo lezev lo lezev. V'lo yasu chazus lo lezev lo lezev. V'harei simen shlo yaso echad b'shaloi shilu aso yose chazus mibachutz. Let them not make any chazus at all, and the lack of a chazus will be a simon. They built it b'shutfus. That's a different shot. Not that let it remain a suffix. Don't build any chazus, let it remain a chazus. Let it be a suffix. No, don't make any chazus, and the lack of a chazus is also a simon. It's a simon. They built it b'shutfus. If you're Rashi, you don't have the kashu, they don't have Tosfos kashu. What if it falls into one guy's rishus? So if it fell into one guy's rishus, you have the simon that there's no chazus. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll go into the Rashi's and places.
Where's that graduation?
What?